This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back in the final hour. Yes, it's almost over. That was a tough commercial break. For those that don't know, let me give you a peek behind the curtain. That one was really difficult, probably the most difficult one we've done all week. Commercial breaks are usually like, hey, take care of your business, go to the restroom, get some water, what have you. And that's largely what it's been today. That one was tough because let me just tell everybody out there, your morning commute, you're catching us on the links. We got a listener tweeting us on the golf course. Oh,
jealous. Jealous. Absolutely jealous.
That was a tough one because Brandon was crying. I had to console him. This is the last shift for him for Dirt and Sprague. He's going to be out tomorrow. Swag is going to be back. And that was emotionally devastating for him. And I had to give him a hug. He's not much of a hugger, he said. He doesn't want me to share this on the air, but I had to share it because, you know, we like to be honest.
I would think with Dirt being out and being sick, you'd be a little more cautious of giving out hugs to people trying to not catch any sick bugs that might be going around in here.
Nah, dude, I'm spreading it. What do you mean? I've somehow escaped it. Knock on wood. I have no idea what's going to happen to me in 2 days, a day, a week. Knock on wood. I've been next to him when he's been sick like 8 times in the winter. And now we're in the spring, and he's still getting sick, and I luckily have not caught the dirtitis. So you're okay with my hug. You'll be all right. Let's get to the Magic Hat to kick off the final hour of the program. All right, let's get to the Magic Hat.
It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his Magic Hat.
Hocus pocus. Where are you?
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Oh, all right. It is time for the magic hat. It's Thursday. Good morning. Van Text Line's 503-864-6326. Look, I got some stuff in that hat, all right? I got some stuff I've been noting throughout the week that I got in that hat. Brandon has got some Magic Hat stuff, and I'm very fascinated because he's teeing it up as very personal stuff, more so than, did you see the Ice Spice slap at McDonald's stuff?
No, but I love Charles Barkley's analysis of it when that came up on Inside the NBA.
The slappy Happy Meal?
Yeah.
What awesome. Is the? Have you ever come close, ever in your life, to having a confrontation at a fast food restaurant?
No.
Even if the order's wrong or somebody's being a D-bag in the restaurant, you've never come close?
No.
Okay. I've had an experience with somebody that's actually had a confrontation.
Interesting.
Boy, it's uncomfortable. but all right, let's dive in. What's the Magic Hat want us to start with today?
Let's see. Let Granny Play.
Let Granny Play. Is that yours?
No. No, remember, some of these are rollovers, right?
Yeah, that ain't mine.
Okay.
Yeah, Let Granny Play.
This is why we need dirt.
I wonder what old person he's talking about in sports that wants to play.
we'll
have like eight different ones from last week.
Oh, guess what? It's mine first. Honey, where is my shirt? All right. So.
Yes, this is already off. Let me just say it's a great start.
We're already off the rails here. Okay. All right. So if you're lucky enough to have a loving wife that loves to raid your wardrobe and like to wear your outfits from time to time, it's fun if it happens every once in a while. It might, you know, perk up your interest a little bit. But my wife has gotten to a habitual state of where every time I see her when I get home or when I wake up, she's wearing a sweatshirt of mine or she's wearing a hoodie, sweatpants.
Yep.
And I'm not mad about it. I think the only part I get mad about is when she puts it back in my closet. After wearing it. And it's either A, it's dirty.
Yeah.
Or B, it's not in... I'm an organized closet type of guy. I have to have my hoodies with my hoodies, my sweatshirts with my sweatshirts, shirts and shirts, stuff like that.
Okay.
But she just throws it in there, not even caring a world where it is. Or
it's kind of all over the place.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Is that any experience that you deal with at home?
Yeah. I actually have been dealing with this more, I would say, the last year to 2 years at my house. So my wife is 5'1⅄". She's very short. I'm 6 foot. So we have a height difference there.
Sure.
My clothes on her look huge.
Right.
But she's in on the bigger clothes era.
Yep.
And so it doesn't catch me off guard to see her wearing a shirt of mine. Some shirts I'll get rid of or I want to get rid of.
Sure.
She'll take them. I'm thinking they're going to a donation.
Right.
And the next time I see it, she's made it into like a crop top oversized shirt thing. And I'm like, wait a minute. So it's not unusual. She doesn't really wear my hoodies, right? She's not really dabbling into my pants for the big baggy pant look. The shirts thing I'm familiar with. Let me just say, I don't mind it. But also, like, if she just wears it lounging around, I'm the opposite of you. I don't care if she throws it back in the closet. I will hang it back up.
Sure.
Now, you can make an argument of, hey, dude, just your body oils and the accumulation of stuff, like, everything should be washed. Dirt is I wash literally every ounce of clothing that I buy before I wear. Like, when you buy underwear pack, do you wash the underwear or will you just pull it out of the pack fresh, put it on?
Wash it first.
Yeah, see, I'm the opposite.
Okay.
I understand wanting to wash some clothing items.
Sure.
But underwear, I'm ripping the pack open and I'm putting them on.
Okay.
He is not that way. You are not that way.
Right.
So your problem wouldn't really be a problem for me.
Right.
To me, it's more about how much stuff is in your closet, lady.
Right. Right.
Because you ain't wearing it.
Yeah.
You're wearing my closet.
Right.
Which is, like, cool. You like my clothes.
Which is, like, a third of your closet, yeah.
But it's, yeah, like, what's happened to your stuff?
To your clothes.
Yeah. Why are you wearing my clothes?
Exactly.
In a weird way, it's somewhat, like, a compliment. It's a little sexy when they wear the big clothes.
Sure.
But also, I can understand you're thinking of, if you're a really neat, tidy person, and I also am not quite that.
Yeah.
Like, I have a hoodie right now, and it's, like, half off the hanger. And it's driving me crazy, but I'm also too lazy to just put it back in.
Right.
If I'm you, and I have a really put-together organization situation, and she's just willy-nilly throwing it around.
Right.
We're having a conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
A polite, calm conversation. I have a hard time viewing you, not knowing you enough to say this. A hard time viewing you ever really raising your voice.
I would never bring it up. That's just kind of like an internal quirk. Like, can you just at least put it where you found it last instead of just throwing it in there?
You strike me as like, hey,
oh yeah,
could
definitely
you please put this away properly? And then when she like comes back, maybe a little more aggressive energy, you go, no problem, no problem.
Yeah.
And you walk away and you internalize it and you wait for the magic hat to address it.
Yeah,
am I right on that?
Yeah, I'm the peacemaker. So this is probably the only place where I would bring that up. And now when she listens to it, she's probably going to have a conversation about it after.
Oh, buddy, I can't tell you how many conversations I've had to have because of what we talk about on the air. And be like,
I'll just tell her it's probably the first of many that you're going to hear.
I mean, it's the job, right?
Stay out here, exactly.
But I think a lot of people are in your boat of the wife taking my clothes. What the hell? Why are you taking... It's one thing to wear a shirt every once in a while. Maybe you want to wear a shirt to go to bed or...
Right.
Every day? If it's becoming an everyday thing, you need to have a talk of, can we get rid of your clothes then? Are we just going to share clothes? Right. Is that where we're at?
Yeah. Only positive would be you're not going out to spend more clothes. Instead, you're just going to wear mine. That's okay. If you're going to save money in that case, sure. But you have your closet is literally twice the size, if not three times the size of my closet.
Oh, yeah.
What is wrong with your clothes?
The wife has always gotten the bigger closet, and I'm okay with that. I understand it. That's the deal. Is your wife, like, pretty tall, way
no,
shorter?
No, she's 5'2". She's 5'2". Or 5'4", I think, is the correct. But she's short.
Yeah. I know somebody that had this kind of issue a while back, and the funniest thing was them having the idea but not executing of, I've had it. I'm not arguing about this. I'm just going to put on one of her dresses and walk out and then just lounge around the house and like ruin something and see how she feels about it. Put my damn clothes back. Now, they never did that, but they were like, I'm driven to the edge of doing it.
Yeah.
But no, I can relate. My wife wears the clothes once in a while.
All right. Let's move on.
Let's get one more in before we break.
Yeah. Let's see if it's actually yours. All rise.
All rise. All rise. Is that mine?
Is that a rollover?
That is not mine. That's a rollover as well. We got to get rid of these rollovers.
I know. Jeez.
The problem with the rollovers is we don't want to give away what the topic is. We want to kind of tease it.
Sure.
But we don't, you know, we're not following it.
Super Shiv?
Super Shiv. So this is a really fun one. Did you watch the last Superman movie?
Yes.
The blockbuster? So are you a Superman guy?
I can be, yes.
Okay.
I'm a big superheroes movie.
You like going
general,
to the box office.
So I will go see the DC. I will go see the Marvel.
Totally
I'll go
get
see
it.
Those.
I'm more of a Marvel movie guy myself than DC. I love Batman's my favorite one, but I think Marvel makes better movies.
Right.
I did not see the last Superman. I'm pretty super anti-Superman. I think he's my least favorite superhero. I don't find him interesting in any way.
Okay.
That being said, the last one did okay, and people actually said it was really good. It was well done. They liked the guy who played Superman. So what are they going to do with that if it does well? Make a sequel.
Make another one. Yep.
There is a story out of the state of Georgia. Evidently, where they're shooting the next Superman, there is an entire prison population that now hates Superman. So because of where they're shooting the movie in Georgia, the prisoners are now going to be losing yard time, activity time, and they're going to have to be put in their cells for large stretches, much more than they're accustomed to dealing with, because they can't have prisoners out and about in the prison yard because of where they're shooting the movie. And this has sent the prison through a fury of like, screw this guy, screw this movie. This guy can never visit this prison. He's going to get shivved. It's going to be the guy on Dave Chappelle's Real World when he's on the dance floor. And he's like, oh my gosh, I got stabbed. It's crazy that a movie is now going to dictate the daily schedule of people at a prison. But it's happening in Georgia because of Superman sequel.
That's the first. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
So I hadn't either.
I mean, that's the last area that you want to mess with and have the wrong side of. So I thought...
You want to make, and by the way, this isn't going to like for an 8 month stretch. This is going to be a very short period of time, but it's like,
that's still enough to.
I don't have enough time. I don't have enough freedom in my life, and you're taking away some of the little freedom I have.
Right.
I've never been a Superman guy. That being said, I'd never heard of something like this happening before. Hey, we're shooting a movie somewhat near your prison, less yard time. Get in the cell. Like, they're never going to watch that movie. They're probably going to boycott that sequel forever.
Right.
And you know what? I'm weirdly standing with the prisoners here. What are we doing? We got to put them back in the cell more and drive them crazy? A lot of them earn that prison time.
Sure.
But, you know, it's kind of crazy that they're going to lose some prison yard time because Superman has to walk in the countrysides of Georgia.
You will not be getting any autographs while they're out there.
Don't visit the prison. You're getting shivved. That's the takeaway.
That's the lesson.
That's the takeaway. More Magic Hat coming up next on The Fan. All right, we're back. We got more Magic Hat. I'm out there screaming about the NFL draft. I turn the corner with a sales meeting going on. I'm just super loud. I'm like, oh, sorry. Oh,
Awkward.
They should be used to that by now, right?
Many listeners, by the way, supporting you, Brandon, on the... Dude, my wife steals all my clothes.
I figured that was going to touch, you know, some people out there.
That's a normal thing.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. I'm sure it is. Just, you know, it kind of boils up every once and again. You
Isn't it funny like, how we grow up and at one point we just want a girl to do that. Like, oh, she's wearing my Letterman jacket. Yeah, oh, she's got my sweatpants on.
She got my jersey on.
She's wearing my basketball shorts. Right. Look how cute she is. Yeah. And then we get older and we're like, yo, I just washed those. I wanted to wear those. Not so sexy anymore. Somebody's saying, hey, maybe don't go to prison if you don't want to move. Well, look, we don't need that rational context. I'm siding with the prisoners. I can't believe I'm saying that. Elvis Batman movie. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sure.
You might have to be in that story. This is Avengers Doomsday. I'm sorry. We need bad Tony Stark as Dr. Doom. We need him to be out there.
We need it in the prison.
But you guys sacrifice your free time. And by the way, this happened, I guess, here. We locally, because we had the movie Bandits years ago in the early 2000s with Billy Bob Thornton and Bruce Willis.
Okay.
And I remember that movie being a big deal because it was filmed here. And they had like one of the scenes where they have a car chase moment happen over by the Lloyd Center. And it was like, oh my God, dude, I roam around there all the time.
Yeah.
They did this down, I think, in the Salem area. They used the prison. So they actually had to put the guards or the prisoners away so they could actually film at the prison.
Nice.
So yeah, that happened. All right, let's roll on the Magic Cat. We got a fup date around the corner. We had to get the NBA playoffs. We got draft day here. What is the Magic Cat telling us to talk about next?
They're back.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you call yourself like a big movie guy? Are you a movie buff? Are you a cinephile? Like, what? Are you a movie at all guy?
My average of being in the movie theater is probably lower to about once or twice a year. Like,
do you watch movies at home?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, movies are kind of a week with the wife or watch after the kids go to sleep type of situation sometimes. It depends on the movie because there's not really a lot of movies, like especially the new ones that you're like, oh, we got to watch that or stuff like that. Like there's only like a few that are like, oh, we have to see this or I'm going to wait until it comes out and then I'll see it.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Movies have kind of dropped a lot as I've gotten older. And I think part of it is just you have to babysit children in order to go to the theater in the first place, which is hard to find. So I would say, I mean, we just went recently to see Project Hail Mary. Great movie. It was really good.
Dude, Ryan Gosling's Castaway.
It's really good.
Space Castaway. Right. It's just exactly. Me for 2 hours, buddy.
But no, not a big, I love the movie theater aspect. It's just getting too expensive and I'd rather save my money.
That's fine. I have a membership to a movie theater, so I get a free ticket every month. And some months I don't go, so it rolls over and you're like, oh, I got four tickets. Me and the family can go for free. I love the movie theaters. I would argue as much as the movie theaters might not have everybody love them back, although I did see the box office is more so far this year than it has been in a long time. So more people have gone to the box office this year, and I think part of that is the movies.
Right.
My biggest thing with streamers and movies is I think they've made too many. Like, if you went on to Prime or Netflix or Apple or wherever, you know, I'm, like, paralyzed by the choices.
Right.
This new movie, that new movie. The movie theater always told me what movies were out.
Right.
Whether you liked it or you went and watched it or waited for DVD, VHS, whatever. The streamer now is just like, Mark Wahlberg in another Amazon Prime movie. That's kind of like the last one he made. He's got a lot of intense high scene action stuff with hijinks and hilarity. And it's like, it's the same movie. I'm not watching that. Kevin Hart starring in Netflix's next Kevin Hart movie, which is a lot like the last Kevin Hart movie. And I'm like, The movie theater, at least, like you mentioned Project Hail Mary, because that was my last movie theater movie.
Mm-hmm.
I was jacked to go to that. I bought the Project Hail Mary
popcorn. Oh, did you get the collectible stuff?
Yeah, dude. Nice. I'm like, yes, let's do this. And it was great.
Yeah.
Great movie theater movie. The reason I ask this is because we have two movies that we just got trailers for.
Right.
Spaceballs 2.
Oh.
Is going to come out.
Nice.
And we've got Fokker in Law.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I didn't say the F word. Don't accuse me. But two movies, like one obviously a little more, I think, iconic to people in the Spaceballs realm. Now, no John Candy, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. R.I.P. But a lot of all of the other cast is coming back for that one, including I think they got Rick Moranis.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I liked Meet the Parents. I liked Meet the Fockers, and I don't know if there was a third one, but I don't think I watched that one.
Right.
But this one's supposed to be Ariana Grande is now marrying into the Focker clan, and he is going to become, of course, like Robert De Niro was to him, and right. De Niro's still in it. So, like, I'm just curious if those two kind of won an early 2000s throwback coming back with another sequel, and then an iconic classic movie finally releasing a sequel.
Yeah.
Does that do it for you?
Nah, maybe, but probably honestly not. I don't think I was big in that fandom when those came out initially in the 2000s. But it just adds to this trend, and I feel older and older every time it happens, where we're just bringing back these 20-year-old, 25-year-old movies, and we're going to get all the cast that are still alive. We're going to get them all together. It's just the biggest money grab that I see now in the movie industry is that we're going to recreate this. And, you know, all these old actors are trying to, like, just get as much money left as they can from all these nostalgia movies. And so I don't know.
So you're anti-Spaceballs having a sequel?
I'm not anti it. I hate the trend that we are losing the creativity in the movie industry, that we can't, that we have to just go back into the 20-25 year well.
It's hard to get funding for movies, though, and I think that's the difficult thing that Hollywood and all the movie makers have to deal with, is the funding issue. Is just getting movies made is incredibly difficult. But
right.
I'm probably going to see both of these in theaters.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I'm definitely going to see Spaceballs 2. I'm not expecting the Meet the Parents 1 to be amazing, but I like Ben Stiller. I think Ben Stiller is really good. Let's do one more Magic Hat, and then we'll get going here. We got the NBA playoffs rolling on tonight. A lot to discuss. Are you going to go see the Grogu movie, the Star Wars one?
Yeah.
See, that's coming out in May.
Yeah, I'll go see that.
I think that's going to be a great movie theater movie.
Yeah, we binged Mandalorian all the time.
Yeah.
Spaghetti Spying.
Oh, I was hoping you'd pull it. You did.
Yes.
Great job.
Magic of the Magic Hat.
So, dude, I am one that probably talks too much about technology and stuff. I'm kind of old school. I'm legitimately, like, I think next week I'm getting a flip phone. Like, I'm going to walk into the store. I'm going to say, hey, give me a flip phone that's capable of doing this, 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 but will not allow me to do this, this, and that.
Okay.
So I'm a little bit of the anti-technology movement, right? It has its place. It has its purposes, but I think we're crossing over. There is a company that I've used quite often that is crossing the line, and I don't like it. And it's a very odd invention. Are you familiar with the pasta sauce company Prego?
Yes.
Okay, Prego, they make the spaghetti sauce. A lot of people buy it, you know, whatever.
Yeah, they're the standard, I guess.
Pizza sauce.
Type of
pasta sauce. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know what they're doing?
No.
They're launching a recording device, and they want you to put it in the middle of your dinner table, and they're calling it the Connection Keeper. And it's basically set to record your entire dinner conversation with your family.
Nah.
Now, it's got a wholesome feel, of course. We're not spying on you.
Yeah.
We're just recording all your personal conversations for memory purposes. And they're basically teeing this up as a memory device.
Yeah.
Like hey,
it's a vault.
Remember when the kids were six and they couldn't pronounce their T's correctly? Let's listen back to that. Get out of here. I don't need pasta. I don't need big pasta sauce company in my kitchen. In my dining room, spying on my conversations. And by the way, 66% of the time, we're not even eating dinner together at the table. It's like, well, I ate it this time because they've got that practice, or I ate it this time because we got this thing. We're eating at different times because of crazy schedules now anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So dinner times at the table don't happen as often. Why would I buy this? Isn't this what the Alexa does? It's already listening to everything.
Probably, yeah.
So why do you need a Prego memory connection keeper device?
I just think it's interesting that it's Prego that came out with this. No, you got phones to do this. You've got...
They already do.
Yeah.
I literally had a conversation last week, and an hour after our conversation, the person I was talking to texted and said, they just put an advertisement for this thing that I did not look up.
Mm-hmm.
So they're already doing it.
They're already doing it.
So
you got your in-house webcams. You got...
So I now need pasta sauce spying on me now? Let me eat my spaghetti.
I thought you were going to go, you put this in the spaghetti plate in front at the center of the dinner table.
No, you just put it in the middle of the table. It looks like an Alexa device, and it's supposed to just keep track of your recorded conversations.
No,
we already have
that kind of stuff. It's kind of like the Ring camera that's starting to like be more detailed with what comes across it.
We'll find your animal for you.
Yeah.
And you'll also identify who's walking by and what are they holding. Were, and
Yeah.
And then government needs something. Guess who's going to turn that right over?
I know, man. It's scary.
It is scary. Get out of here. Just make pasta sauce. Leave us alone. All right. There's the Magic Hat. We do it every Thursday at 9 a.m. Got some killer NBA matchups tonight. The NFL draft around the corner. And we'll get to all of that coming up next.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Get into hockey, basketball, and more of your favorite sports with same-game parlays, live betting, and more. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards, payback, and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
All right, welcome back in. The Life a Little Thursday morning. Stern Sprague here. The band is back together tomorrow, according to both. We'll see if I buy that. Yeah, I don't know if I buy that. Yeah, we'll see. NFL draft is tonight. Just want to pass this along because it was sent to me from a friend. I missed it because I, you know, sometimes you miss stuff. I guess the New York Post, and let me see when they posted this. Yeah, they posted it today. They actually posted this 30 minutes ago. The New York Post following up and never letting up. Diana Rossini and Mike Vrabel caught kissing at a New York City bar. From photos 6 years ago.
Whoop, there it is.
Now, I don't believe she was married at this time. Vrabel was very married, and his kids at this point were pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
But he had been with his wife for a long time. This is nothing new, as this obviously more of a relationship than an affair. You can say it's in a relationship, right? I mean, I know we call it an affair because he's married, but like, if you've been seeing each other for 6 years...
Right.
Hanging out at bars, doing the nasty. I mean, that's a relationship.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Not
that's
great.
Interesting.
Not great, Bob.
Oh, boy.
NFL draft. How about that? Overshadowed by Diana Rossini and Mike Vrabel.
It is the Tom Dundon version of the NFL draft.
What are they going to say on the broadcast when the Patriots get brought up? Are they just going to be like,
oh,
the Patriots
gosh.
On the clock? They made the Super Bowl last year, and they love Drake May. And then it's going to be about where they should go, right? There's not going to be...
Yeah.
We ain't talking about this.
Depends on the pick.
They're going to move right... What's the pick that gets them to bring up Vrabel?
I don't know.
You have to bring him up. He's the coach of the team.
You have to. Especially the way this week has gone, you got to bring it up at some point.
I mean, if they do bring it up, it'll be like very in passing, you know? Like, and obviously, head coach Mike Vrabel is going through his own personal things off the field, but the Patriots are on the clock. Let's see
what that'll also be out of respect of Rossini, I think.
See, that's odd.
Maybe.
I don't. Why?
But probably not.
She doesn't work for them.
Yeah, that was just a fleeting thought. That's probably not going to happen.
No, there's some people who believe they haven't covered it very well because of both the relationship with the NFL and Russini was at ESPN for a while.
Right.
And it does. They probably already, maybe they catch some grief for some of this, because obviously this was happening while she was at ESPN.
Yep.
Which is probably
another reason why they wouldn't bring it up.
Scandal, man. It always ends up leading all the news. The old scandal, the hookups.
It's the world we live in.
We have the NFL draft tonight, and I know some people are excited about that. I think it could end up being an entertaining draft. May not be quarterback heavy. We'll see if Ty Simpson enters the equation. But I think more importantly, we should rightfully be covering, we've got NBA matchups tonight that should be stellar. All right? We've got the Hawks and the Knicks, where that's now back in the ATL shouty, and that series is tied at 1. 4 o'clock on Prime, and then you've got the Cleveland-Toronto series is a series weirdly nobody wants to watch. It's also starting an hour after the Knicks-Hawks game.
It's the same
scenario.
We're
staggering.
Pick the one you want to watch.
Raptors-Cavs?
Check in on it at halftime.
Odd. I don't know who's watching Cavs-Raptors unless you have a fandom attached to that.
No. You're not. Yeah. I think you're sticking on Knicks-Hawks unless that gets out of hand and then you switch.
Then you're waiting for Nuggets-T-Wolves.
Oh, everybody's waiting for that one.
Minnesota game. That's the series
of
the playoffs.
That is a proper nightcap game.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Fortunately, it is an hour earlier than last game.
I didn't want to do the 10:30 playoff game again. I had that with the Rockets, Lakers, and then I had that with the Nuggets.
That's part of the reason why this week has been hard for me is because I know I have to stay up. As a fan, I want to stay up and see the end of these games, but knowing what's going to come, paying the price for it the next day.
I'm with you on that, but I'm looking forward to it. The Nuggets are 2.5-point favorites on the road. Are you howling?
Yeah, I might be dabbling T-Wolves on that one.
And then the Knicks, we got three road favorites today. The Cavs won, like you take the Cavs, okay. We got the Knicks are 1.5-point favorite on the road against the Fighting CJ McCollums. And then you've got the Nuggets on the road against the Timberwolves, 2.5. Dude, I might roll the home teams today.
I was thinking.
Moneyline home teams?
At least, I mean, you might dabble in a Hawks T-Wolves parlay. But yeah, that's a lot of, especially the Hawks and T-Wolves, I feel like got to put a little money on it.
The T-Wolves have a lot of respect, I think, around the league from fans because they've been in back-to-back conference finals, and now Ann Edwards is back. I still, despite them having beaten the Nuggets a couple years ago, I'm still going to be thrown off if they win the series because I thought the way they played this year, it's felt like, this is coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to reshuffle the deck a little bit.
Yep. And then they show up.
They showed up, man. They've showed up in both games.
Look out, yeah.
And they took the game two in Denver. So we'll have to wait and see on it. Plus, they had the call on defense. You know, Jay McDaniel's like, you know what we do? We go out Murray. We got Jokic. Yes. We got all the bad defenders.
Yeah, see all that plays.
And Denver's like, let them talk then. Let them talk. So we got some trash
going on.
We've got, is Jalen Johnson going to actually be good in the series? He's the best player for Atlanta, but it's not been the most stellar of starts. And so we'll see what Knicks-Hawks is going to be at 4 and the Nuggets and T-Wolves. We wrap it up coming up next on 105.1.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan. All right, welcome back in. Curtains break here on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan. Thank you for hanging with us today. It's been a lot of fun. Brandon, you've been great this week, dude. I didn't know what it was going to be like. I've met you. You've been around. I haven't actually been able to work with you. So it's been great.
Yeah, I've had a lot of fun. It's been a fun week of no sleep and talking sports. Yeah. So,
yeah, welcome to the No Sleep Club. It's
can't wait.
Beautiful.
Can't wait to sleep in tomorrow. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, people are like, how do you take 26-minute naps? I go, you know what? Because 26 minutes is a godsend for me.
You find a way.
You find a way and you take advantage of that window. Swag is slated to be back tomorrow, and then Dirt says he will be back tomorrow. Big guy's out. He's got the old Teddy ball game-itis. He's got sick again. Got to be a record for him in a year of being sick. I think legitimately this is his fourth or fifth time getting sick. So, gang will be back tomorrow. I'm looking forward to NBA tonight and seeing what it's all going to be. Update for tomorrow's program, because we'll have obviously game three at the Moda Center. T-shirt, no T-shirt. Towel, no towel. Clappers, bangers, LED bracelets. I have no idea. Here is the funniest possible scenario. And we can have fun with this tomorrow when Dirk gets back.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a funny scenario. I walk you into the Moda Center. It's a 7:30 tip. You're in there by 6:50. You want to get a drink. You want to get some food. You want to, let's go, Blazers. Yep. You want to walk around the concourse. You also want to see Shield Tile says we're getting something. What are we getting, Shield?
Yep.
Gives you a towel. You're like, all right. Rally towels. Wave the towel. I mm-hmm. get it. Let's get Petey Pablo on here. All right? Let's be a helicopter. I love it. I think a towel is better than a shirt anyway.
Okay.
Now you sit down at your seat. You got some time to kill. You're drinking a brew. Or you're drinking a Diet Coke. You know, your drink of choice. You look down at your towel because now you're in the lights, the bright lights. And you turn the towel over and you see something faded in the corner. You go, what is that?
Oh, yeah.
You look up and it says, Go Canes 2025. And you realize it's leftover rally towels from the Hurricanes playoffs last year. Yes. That Tommy Two Nichols yes. has shipped up because
reprint.
He had too many made.
Yes.
And his one side, it says Rip City, but the backside in faded font because they tried to spray paint the towels, it says God. Go Canes yes. 25. And you're like, of course. Of course I can't get through one day without being reminded that Tommy Two Nichols is out here
oh my gosh.
Reusing towels. I will laugh if that happens.
Yes.
I don't really need to pile on because everybody else in the city has. I'm going to have a real laugh about it and go, hey, look at him. He's a real Portlander now. He's recycling. Good for him. Tommy Two Nichols, all about the environment.
Yeah.
Earth Day yesterday. We're reusing the rally towels from my hockey team.
Surprised that wasn't a post on social media.
Hey, thankfully, outside of a couple lines, we've largely gotten away and not talked Tom Dundon's cheap.
Yeah.
It's been a good show. It's been a lot of fun. NFL draft is tonight. Quick update. Victor Wembanyama is going to travel with the Spurs. This was just said about 20 minutes ago from Mitch Johnson, the head coach. Former Portland Pilot assistant coach, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Wemby is going to travel with the team. His status for tomorrow's Game 3 is up in the air. He continues to progress through the NBA concussion protocol. I will lay a futures bet. If this was a Kalshi market, I will say I don't think he plays game three.
Yep.
I do think he will play Sunday.
Yeah.
So because of that and because of the way that you came back in a way that do you do that every time, everything has to be all in on game three. And that doesn't mean Sunday you can't win or you shouldn't care about Sunday. Game three, I don't think they're going to have Wimby. Go get it. You're going to be at home, and we'll have a lot to talk about with that game and kind of the weekend setup that we have, because tomorrow is our last show of the week, but we got a game tomorrow, and then we've got one on Sunday. So we'll right. be able to react kind of how three and four. Monday is going to be a loaded show as well. So the gang is going to be back together tomorrow, and there's the update on Wemby. NFL draft tonight, CJ McCollum being hated by the Knicks. is Ty Simpson a first-round pick tonight? And is it the Arizona Cardinals?
I'm leaning no.
He falls out of the first.
I think he falls out of the first.
Okay.
I think it's a Friday story.
Okay.
because I just don't know what the Cardinals are going
to
do.
Cardinals, if they take him, if they don't trade out, all reports are the Cardinals want to trade in at the back end to draft him. Pittsburgh's on the clock at 21. They're going to be very interesting to see if they
do still dealing with the whole Rodgers thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's also a big question mark, too.
Whole other animal. One note that we didn't get to in the Magic Hat that I want to talk about very quickly as we wrap up. Did you see Logan Gilbert's no catch yesterday in the Mariner A's game? So by rule, you cannot catch something in your clothes, but a line drive in that game, for those who missed it, by the A's, hit Logan Gilbert. It got caught through like the
right
hole,
in the shirt pocket. Yeah. Between the buttons.
Between the buttons.
Yeah.
He didn't even know it. He just knew it. It like struck him. He turns and looks for a minute. He then feels it. He's like juggling in his shirt. And then he like holds it still and he pulls it out of the shirt and the whole, like, the stadium's going crazy.
Yeah.
But because of the rule,
right,
it doesn't count as a catch.
Yeah.
Hot take. Ball didn't hit ground. Should be a catch.
Yeah, I agree.
Why can't that be a catch?
I think just the precision of that to go in between those shirt buttons, because that's not a big window for the.
What, are we worried right about people using their jersey to catch balls now? Get out of here.
Surprising to go through the jersey
at
that
speed.
That's insane. Yeah, that should have been a catch.
Make it a catch. What are we doing? Have fun, baseball.
Come on.
We'll be a bunch of losers. All right, that's going to do it for us. We've got a loaded lineup after us. The Firm, Duck Insider, Happy Hour, of course, and then Primetime. A lot to discuss. NFL Draft, NBA Playoffs, gang back together tomorrow. That's going to do it for me, man. That's 4 hours.
Woof.
Had a lot of fun. Thank you for filling in. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, it was fun.
And
being here.
I'm sure we'll see you again down the road. Thank you guys for hanging out. This has been Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.